Support for this KQED podcast comes from ACT, presenting Let There Be Love, a moving and comic drama about how an aging father and equally headstrong daughter find one another. Opens April 8th at the Geary Theater, act-sf.org.
Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report. The for-profit college company Corinthian announced it's shutting its remaining campuses. The move affects more than 10,000 students in the state and marks the final chapter in its ongoing fight with federal regulators. The feds cut off student loans to Corinthian and accused it of fraud. Those loans were the lifeblood of the Orange County-based education company. And now look at a community policing effort in East Palo Alto, which has one of the highest murder rates in California. That effort is called Fit Zones. Every week, police and residents take over a park to ride bikes, play volleyball, and just exercise. As part of our community health series, Vital Signs, we went to Bell Street Park right off of Highway 101 to find out why city residents keep showing up.
More and more, it's actually turning out. You see the people bringing out their kids. You see people laughing and playing volleyball. You hear good music. You see, like, the man, that's my people from East Palo Alto. We over here doing this. My name is Tia, and I'm out of East Palo Alto. Hey.
My name is Polytea, but I go by Taya, and I'm 14. I'm a part of the band that was just playing music. A lot of my family's overweight, or, you know, we just don't do much. But, like, with activities like this where we just come out and play volleyball, it's kind of like a fun way to, like, get fit. Seeing other people work out, it's kind of, like, motivating. It's like, oh, I can do more. There's, like, other people who do it with me.
My name is Melvin Gaines, and I am an employee of the city of East Palo Alto. We know that communities like East Palo Alto suffer from both high chronic disease rates as well as high crime. Can we do something that addresses both? Assuming that people were less active in East Palo Alto out of fear, and the response was Fit Zones.
Well, I'm talking, if you notice, like, almost anywhere, I guess, people are, like, segregated. The polis kick it with the polis. The black people kick it with the black people. The Mexicans kick it with the Mexicans. Usually people would be scared to come out, but I think people in the community can really appreciate us just out here making our city look like a lovable place instead of just always driving in a dark place. A dark place. Damn, nobody's at the parks. Scared to go to the store.
This neighborhood that this park sits in is one of the areas of our community where it was a higher concentration of gun violence. So as opposed to only putting increased patrol officers in those areas, we said, well, what can we do to have residents take an active role in overwhelming the negative areas with positive activities where bad guys don't feel comfortable doing negative activities? Being a civilian working in the police department, I better understand the perspective that law enforcement officers have. Being a young black male, I definitely understand the distrust that you have towards law enforcement. I've had negative interactions myself with law enforcement officers.
See, in a dark place, people are scared to talk to police. But the fact that police are out here, it's a great thing.
They're not on duty. They're just like regular people. They come play games. They mess up. They do good. At least while they're here, they're acting good. Let's say that.
The fact that we can be cordial. Because in a dark place, I could be scared of them and they could be scared of me. We don't know each other, but we're in the light. We're saying hello. How you doing? It's beautiful.
That story was produced by Jeremy Raff. And next we talk to Sarah Lawrence of UC Berkeley's Warren Institute of Law and Social Policy. She's part of a team that's researching the Fit Zones. I told her it sounds like there's a lot of good energy at these parks, but are the Fit Zones actually reducing crime?
Well, we looked at a few years of data after the Fit Zones had started and looked at the levels of shootings in the city overall in the two areas that have Fit Zones, and then we compared it with some places that did not have Fit Zones. And we found that there was actually a statistically significant decline in shootings after the introduction of Fit Zones.
And your research also found that crime isn't just being displaced to another neighborhood, but that the good vibes are actually spreading.
Yes. I mean, the research on that is pretty preliminary, but we did see that there wasn't just a reduction right where the actual Fit Zones were occurring, but some of the areas immediately around it.
And what's happening there that these Fit Zones are reducing crime?
I think a few things. I think one is clearly the enhanced presence of police officers and the visibility of police officers out there engaging with residents in sort of pro-social activities. I think another is just that there's more residents claiming the space. And I think the shared presence of residents saying, this is our park, we're going to be active and use this park, has really proved to be a deterrent.
Can you tell me how these fit zones fit in the context of community policing? Like, what does fitness have to do with policing?
The former chief who started this program really thought the police department had a role to play in the health of the residents. And from what we know about community policing, one of the key aspects of it is just building relationships. And so being outside and active with these children, teens, adults is just a venue really to build relationships and build trust. I had the opportunity to interview police officers who were involved in this effort since it started, and I've been re-interviewing them several times over the course of 2 years, and I've really seen a shift in the police officer's perspective about the program. For example, when I first started interviewing them, I asked them why they were participating, and quite frankly, a lot of them said, I'm getting paid to exercise. And now those same officers are saying, these are my kids, this is my program, and the officers really seem to have a very strong sense of ownership over it. Several of the officers have commented to me that some of the folks who actually bring their kids to the fit zones are people that they've arrested multiple times. And so it's officers are also engaging with some of the folks that they haven't had the most positive interactions with before. And they say to me, this former gangbanger is now bringing his son to the park and leaving him with me to exercise with me. Think about what volumes that speaks. So there's also an opportunity for law enforcement to interact with some of the folks that they might otherwise interact with in a negative way, in a positive way.
That's Sarah Lawrence of UC Berkeley's Warren Institute of Law and Social Policy. And that's a California Report for Monday, April 27th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queenie Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. Stanford Children's Health. Stanford Medicine pediatric specialists are at 80 locations throughout the Bay Area. More at stanfordchildrens.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. More at irvine.org.